The red carpet has been rolled out on Hollywood Boulevard, where the Oscars will be awarded in the Dolby Theater Sunday evening. Host Jimmy Kimmel can be counted on for jibes aimed at President Donald Trump. At other recent award shows, some women wore black, but are more likely to don symbolic pins, flowers, or ribbons to acknowledge the Me Too and Time's Up movements, which are demanding an end to harassment in the workplace, especially in entertainment, which has been rocked by repeated allegations of sexual assault. A street artist used accused abuser Harvey Weinstein as the theme of his Hollywood artwork, unveiled on Thursday.
As everybody knows, Hollywood, like so many other industries, has this dark underbelly which often goes ignored, or in this case has even been covered up and worse.
Some in Hollywood have seen a shift in mood.
People are a little bit more reserved, and in particular some of the celebrities I've seen, they don't want, the tourists want to get a picture, they're like, they're a little bit careful, you know, they don't want to put their, there's no hugging or kissing, or you know what I'm saying.
Another possible theme that may be addressed by winners, gun violence, including the recent shooting deaths of 17 people at a Florida high school. Conservative critics say that Hollywood stars live in a liberal bubble, but popular entertainers, including Oprah Winfrey, have increasingly spoken out on women's and other issues. We will likely see more comments on the red carpet. Yet many around the world just want to be entertained, and many on Hollywood Boulevard just want a glimpse of the stars, like this security worker.
I'll probably be in the alley or somewhere watching that people don't get in without the proper passing, you know, or badges, yes. So yeah, I'm gonna be enjoying it. Everybody's happy here, everybody having like, a great time, you know. It's Hollywood Boulevard, this is what we wait for every year.
Producers say the goal of the Oscar telecast is to balance relevance and ratings and let winners have their say, but keep the show entertaining. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.